Always here to inform you, Dakota Country, KOKK in Huron. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. Busy Friday. Lots of basketball, of course. Had a big gymnastics meet in town as well. Huron Tiger basketball had their first home and away on the season. Teams playing in opposite sites, Huron and Sioux Falls Lincoln. The girls' game was in Sioux Falls, and Huron took control from the get-out. They cruised to a 54-26 win over Lincoln. Hilton Hines, 19 points. Abby Harrington added 15. Tiger girls snap a four-game losing streak. They're now 4-5 on the season. In the boys' game, top-ranked undefeated Sioux Falls Lincoln was at the Huron Arena. Lincoln basically used two good spurts, a 17-5 run in the second quarter, and then a 19-5 run midway through the third through midway through the fourth quarter, and that was enough to push the Patriots to a 71-61 win. Anderson Porish, 19 points to lead Huron. Blake Elwine, 17. Ty Kleinsaucer off the bench added 16 points, 5 of 5 three-point shooting on the night. Tiger boys dropped to 5-3 on the season. Tigers are back to doubleheader play on Tuesday when they visit Brookings. Huron Tiger Gymnastics hosted their annual invitational at the Tiger Activity Center last night. Biggest field they've had for this invite, which is only about 4 or 5 years old. They had 10 teams at the attack last night. Mitchell won the team title at 150.7. Esteline Hendricks, defending Class B champion, was second at 125.45. Huron placed ninth at 128.35. For Huron, Maya Hine tied for 36th on the bar, tied for 30th on the floor, 23rd in the all-around. Ellie Puterbaugh tied for 17th on the vault, 26th in the all-around. Olivia Kennard was 14th on the beam and earned a state qualifying score in the process, and she was 25th in the all-around. Back to basketball scores from last night. The 281 Conference Boys Basketball Tournament opened in Woolsey. And Woolsey Wessington, the top seed, earned a 77-29 win over Sunshine Bible. Iroquois Lake Preston, the 5 seed, edged number 4 James Valley Christian, 68-64. 2 seed Wessington Springs, 69. Hitchcock Tulare, 35. And 3 seed Sanborn Central Woonsocket rolled over Highmore Herald, 62-33. Double A scores last night. Boys, T Area 50, Sioux Falls Roosevelt 32, Watertown edged Yankton 56-54, Washington 65, Jefferson 62, Mitchell 59, Brookings 33, Brandon Valley defeated Spearfish 55-43. Girls basketball, Washington 54, Jefferson 39, Mitchell 56, Brookings 28, Watertown 58, Yankton 46, Brandon Valley defeated Spearfish 76-61, Harrisburg 58, Douglas 25. Have a handful of college basketball scores, all from the Northern Sun. In women's scores, Southwest Minnesota State defeated Northern 82-72, Sioux Falls 79, Mary 72. Men's scores, Southwest Minnesota State 79, Northern 60. Sioux Falls defeated Mary 80-74. Look at the schedule for today. Girls basketball, the Hanson Classic is today down in Mitchell. Hitchcock Tulare will play Harding County in the Classic today. Also, the Dakota Valley Conference Classic is today. DeSmit girls play Dawson Boyd, Minnesota. DeSmit boys will play Laverne, Minnesota. Also in boys basketball, Fulton is at Redfield. And in hockey, Huron's at Rushmore tonight and tomorrow. Mentioned the 281 Conference basketball tournament semifinals and second round consolation will be Monday at the arena and at James Valley Christian School. The semifinal lineup at the arena at 3:30. girls, Sanborn Central, Woonsocket, and Wessington Springs. Then first boys semifinal, Woolsey, Wessington, and Iroquois Lake, Preston. Then back to the girls at about 6:30, Highmore Herald and Hitchcock Tulare. And then the boys to wrap up the day, Wessington Springs and Sanborn Central Woonsocket. Will have all four semifinal games on the air. It's Monday afternoon and evening on KOKK. The consolation round games, girls, Janes Valley Christian, Woolsey, Wessington, Sunshine Bible, Iroquois Lake, Preston. And for the boys, Sunshine Bible, Janes Valley Christian, and Hitchcock Tulare and Highmore Herald. Do have a few announcements to pass along. For here on Tiger Wrestling Fans, state wrestling tickets are now being sold in the activities office at the arena. These are all session reserved seating for adults, $50, and upper deck general admission for students, $30. Orders can be taken at the activities office 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. or call 605-353-6970. Ticket orders have to be sent in to the Activities Association by January 31st, and all ticket orders are non-refundable. Here on Tiger Girls Basketball is sponsoring three Tiny Tiger Basketball Camps. That's open for girls and boys, second and third grade, fourth and fifth grade. Will be 9:30 till 10:30 a.m. on three different dates, February 1st, February 15th, and March 1st at the Huron Middle School Gym and Auxiliary Gym. Scholarships are available. For more information, contact head coach Cody Kaufman at 605-350-0498. Couple things I should add to the schedule I didn't mention earlier. There's a lot of wrestling going on at the arena this weekend. The Huron Middle School Invitational is today. Huron Youth Wrestling has their annual Invitational tomorrow. A lot of visitors coming in from across the state for those two events today and tomorrow at the arena. And also coming up tonight, it's MX at the Decks as Dirt Bike Racing comes to Huron. And that will start, I believe they have a meet and greet and pit preview at 5 o'clock. The racing will start right away at 6:30 tonight. That's all at the Decks on the state fairgrounds. We do have a busy Dakota Sports Saturday show this morning. We'll talk here on Tiger Basketball with girls coach Cody Kaufman, boys coach Tim Budenhagen, Sanborn Central Woonsocket girls basketball with head coach Rob Baruth, and we'll preview that MX at the Decks tonight as well with Tom Glanzer. And that is our Dakota Sports Saturday show, which will come up at about 9 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
And we are back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. And first things up, we talk with Cody Kaufman, head coach of Huron Tiger Girls Basketball. Tigers, a nice win last night as they roll 54-26 over Sioux Falls Lincoln on the road. And coach, it's been a busy stretch here since we came off the holiday break. And, you know, we've had a lot of close calls, just couldn't make that one or two plays we needed. It felt like nice to not only get the win, but pretty much punched them in the mouth, took care of business right away.
Yeah, you know, we had the conversation after the Mitchell game, and you know, it just felt like after the third quarter of that Mitchell game, we were just kind of content. You know, we had cut it to 3 points at the end of the third quarter, and you know, we were just content with where we were at with it. We had battled back against a very good team, and then whatever happened. So, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, we had that conversation about not being content, and I know the girls weren't content. But felt like that. And last night, you're absolutely right. You know, we come out in the first quarter, you know, built a 10-point lead. And the thing I liked the most about last night's win is every quarter after that, we built on our lead. You know, we outscored them in every quarter, and we just kept building. And our defensive intensity stayed the same. And our attack, our offensive attack from everybody, you know, stayed the same throughout. Nobody was content with what the score was. We weren't happy with, you know, just winning the game. We wanted to come out and make a statement last night, and I thought that's what we did.
You know, and we'll just go defensively. Anytime you hold a fellow AA school to 26 points, you're doing some work there. And, well, Lincoln, you know, they struggled last year. They got a new coach, new system. Kira Lubovich, she can play post for anybody in the state, left-handed post player. She's given us troubles in the past as a younger player, held her to 4 points last night.
Yeah, you know, she had 4 points, and two of them were off of free throws. excuse me, we did a really good job of attacking her. We got her in a little bit of foul trouble, kept her, you know, she had to sit out a little bit. But we just frustrated her, you know, and that's where I'll lead to is, you know, you look at the box score, you know, Allie Davis has been scoring the ball really well for us here lately, you know, 8 points. You know, I think 9 points somewhere around there the last couple of games. You know, and 5-6 rebounds a game those last couple of games too. But last night she had 2 points and she had 3 fouls. But her main assignment was to guard Lubovich. You know, and it was a tough guard and she got in a little bit of foul trouble. But at the end of the day, you know, she sacrificed points, rebounds, all that stuff to on the other side of the box score see Lubovich score 4 points. And do the things that we need to win a basketball game. And, you know, I think that win for everybody, you know, as we after the game last night, you know, we had some girls struggle at the things that they might, you know, that might be their strength. And we, you know, they did other things, though, to help win a basketball game. And that's what, you know, that's what we need. If you're not making shots, you know, if you're in a little bit of foul trouble, if you're not, you know, whatever, find something else to contribute. And I thought everybody that played last night did that.
You know, you mentioned Allie Davis, and we've talked about her, and I remember talking to Coach Lean this past fall with volleyball. If there's a stronger girl around, show me to her, because, you know, she's strong. She, you know, like you said, she took Lubovich, so I imagine that was a pretty physical matchup as well. She's a little undersized to do that, but, you know, she's not going to back down from any challenge like that.
No, and it was all just a confidence thing with Allie, and I think as game 9 has rolled around and she's guarded the best player, you know, when she's on the floor, you know, especially to start games when she's guarded the best player and she realizes that she can guard their best player, it's just gaining confidence, and you can see that, like I said, right? Last night she didn't score the ball, but, you know, the couple previous games she started scoring the ball more, started taking more open shots, handling the ball more. We've talked about in post games before, you know, breaking their presses. So it's all about confidence with her, and I think it's building, and, you know, the sky's the limit as far as her confidence keeps building and we keep getting, you know, developing her. I mean, she can develop into a very good basketball player.
You know, and it was a breakout night, if it looked like, for Abby Harrington as well. Been kind of waiting for that. As a sophomore and started right off the bat to begin the season, she was the least experienced girl pretty much we were putting out there, her and then maybe Chloe Carr a bit as well. And one thing about Abby, just what I've observed here the last few years, she's a gym rat. She loves the game of basketball and hit some threes last night. She can go inside out, and that's what we need from her.
Yeah, I mean, Abby started off, you know, and everybody's going to see the, I think, 15 points that she scored, you know, last night. But she was aggressive. And when her shot was open, she took it. I mean, and the thing is, you know, she made 2 threes right away in the first quarter. But, if you go back and, you know, as I recall, I mean, she had a couple of great drives to the basket. You know, got fouled a couple times. Was just all around aggressive. And then, you know, to start the game, you know, we were pressing and she's at the head of our press. You know, she's the head of the state.
She's working hard. Anybody who's doing that's working.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so she's exerting all the energy and effort, you know, on the defensive end. And then, you know, it still has the confidence to step in and knock down some shots. So, yeah, absolutely her best game of the season. But, you know, we told her this week, you know, as coaches, we told her, we met with her just because we knew that this is what we could get out of her. You know, and when we talked to her, it was more of a, we saw this in whatever you want to call it, the 3 weeks before we played games, because, you know, she earned her starting spot. I don't think any of us thought that she'd be a starter to start the season. And this is what she practiced like for those before that first game against Yankton. And it finally all came to fruition yesterday or last night, you know. So, yeah, she's a hard worker. You know, she got elbowed in the eye and actually had to come out. And I think, you know, they glued her eye, you know, over the top. They glued it shut. You know, so just played really well for us last night. And everybody can see the potential. And when, you know, when we get that type of, you know, contribution from Abby, we're a pretty dang good team.
You know, just overall contributions all around. Sometimes we just don't talk about Hilton Hines. We just know she's going to be there. She's going to score. She led us in scoring again last night. Allison James, she had a quiet night offensively, but popped a three there, I see, early on. And, you know, just two seniors on the team. So Allison James, Maddie Juergens, looks like they both popped threes in the first quarter. But, you know, you put a lot on them. They're the girls that have been around. They've had adversity. They both worked their way back from ACL. Allison 2 years ago, Maddie last year, and so, you know, that, you know, they're kind of the glue here as far as this group.
Oh, they're absolutely the glue, and sometimes, you know, they take the heat of it too. But, you know, I have a very good relationship with both of them. They both know what is expected, and they show up every day and they don't complain. They work hard. You know, and you're right. I mean, so out top of Abby, you know, hit those two threes early. Maddie Juergens is wide open on the right wing, you know, and she hits a three, you know, doesn't hesitate, catches it, shoots it, knocks it down. Same thing with Allison, right? They just didn't hesitate last night. And that was the nice thing to see. You were open, you know, take that shot with confidence. I thought we did a good job of that. And, you know, if we go back to the Mitchell game, I thought in the first quarter, second quarter even, you know, we are doing that. Those shots didn't fall that night. You know, and that happens, right? That's part of basketball. So that's why we just got to keep instilling that confidence, keep shooting the basketball when you're open, and they'll fall. And when they fall, we're going to have nights like last night. And then you go back to Hilton, right? And, yeah, it's kind of like, to me, Hilton's kind of like, well, you want to talk about like Michael Jordan, right? And don't get me wrong, but,
yeah.
But she doesn't get – probably the accolades that she should, because it's just expected of Hilton, right? We don't talk about Hilton enough because, you know, and you look up at the scoreboard again, or, you know, the scorebook, and she had 19 again last night, you know? And
well, every opposing team, she's the first player on their scouting report.
Yeah, and she's still finding a way, right, to get to 19 points or whatever. And you look, you know, not a lot of free throws last night. I think only three free throws. But, you know, a bunch of layups, a bunch of mid-range, hit a couple threes in the fourth quarter, you know? So – she's relentless is what she is. You know, she's just going to keep attacking, and she's going to find those holes. She's going to get to the basket. And then if you leave her open, she's going to knock down shots. And you want to talk about someone that, is a gym rat, right? I mean, after practice, you know, every night she's in there shooting longer, you know, when practice is over with, you know, I know all summer long, you know, just asking to open the gym so she can shoot. So, yeah, you know, you don't want to take that for granted, but you know what you're going to get out of Hilton every night. And she doesn't ever take that away. You know, she doesn't show up, you know, never a no-show at a game, or, you know what I mean? She's going to attack, and she's going to give you what she's got for all 32 minutes.
Well, now as we look ahead, the Huron Tiger Girls basketball road tour continues now. No home games till we get to February at Brookings doubleheader Tuesday, and then a week from today at Jefferson for a doubleheader. Brookings, we did play in December. It was probably our one real clunker of the season. Give Brookings credit on that, but hopefully the girls go in there Tuesday saying, you know what, we have something to prove to this team.
Yeah, right, and that's what I told the girls. I mean, that's hands down has been our worst game. You know, start to finish, you know, we've had a few quarters here and there in other games that haven't been very good, but start to finish, that just, we just didn't have it that night. Whatever it is, right? We just didn't play with any energy. We came out flat. They sat in a 2-3 zone. We didn't attack it. We just kind of, you know, sat around. I mean, I think we ended up with north of 20 turnovers, you know, so just didn't play the way we're capable of playing. Yeah, and, you know, I mean, you know, Brookings, you know, goes to Mitchell last night and gets beat pretty good, so they're going to be a little upset. You know, I think they've lost three in a row with with a very tough schedule and O'Gorman, Brandon, and Mitchell, you know, so three tough games that most teams would go 0-3 against, and, you know, so they're hungry for a win as well, and they know what they did to us the last time, so you know, we got to go on. I told our girls, though, this is one of the few revenge games we get, right? We don't play very many teams twice. So it's go back to, you know, proving that the first game was a fluke, showing up and playing the way we know how, and obviously a step up in competition from last night's game. But if we can play with that, you know, with that type of, you know, connection, with that type of togetherness, you know, that confidence in each other, just doing whatever it takes to win a basketball game, you know, we'll go to Brookings and compete for a win.
Cody Kaufman, head coach here on Tiger Girls Basketball. Snap a short losing streak with a convincing win at Sioux Falls Lincoln last night, now 4-5 on the season. Brookings doubleheader in Brookings Tuesday at Sioux Falls Jefferson next Saturday, another doubleheader. More here on Tiger Basketball coming up. Coach Tim Budenhagen is next on Dakota Sports.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Good morning. We're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. Talk here on Tiger Boys Basketball with head coach Tim Budenhagen. Comments he made before and after last night's 71-61 loss to top-ranked Sioux Falls Lincoln. Tigers opened the week with the emotional, low-scoring, grinded-out win over the Mitchell Colonels at the Corn Palace on Tuesday. First win for the Huron boys over the Mitchell boys in 4 years in the process. And, Coach, we'll first talk about that win. As I said, kind of a grinded-out defensive effort. It was a nice way for the boys to come up with a win, especially against your arch-rival.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, they're physical and they're good defensively. I thought they did a nice job of limiting our paint opportunities. I thought we were just as physical on defense. And then when you have two teams going blow to blow, it's going to be a low scoring game.
And hopefully that was a sign. We are starting to show some improvements on defense. We have struggled from time to time with that aspect here so far this season.
Yeah, I think we've really improved defensively. Our communication's a lot better. I think our attention to detail has been a lot better. But, you know, that's game by game. But I thought we did a really nice job on Tally. Kept him out of the paint, and when he didn't get doubles, I think for the first time this year, our guys did a really nice job. I thought we did a nice job on Colton Smith. We limited his second chance opportunities. Sent him to the free throw line too many times, but we still limited his good looks. And then Hinker, I thought we took him away and neutralized him on Tuesday night. And then, you know, we rebounded and we scored when we needed to. We got the ball up and down. We knew it had to be a fast-paced game because they really like to walk it down, so it limits your possessions.
And injuries popping up, too. Davis Chase injured against Mitchell. He was out last night, probably out to at least next weekend.
Yeah, unfortunately, he was really coming into his own, really playing well. Big blow to our team, but like we said, it creates opportunities for others. Now who's going to step up and, you know, take those minutes, get the job done? Yeah, he's going to be sorely missed on the boards. But, you know, the other guys, again, have to step up, and we're going to have to do a great job of working together and coming together as a team and playing great defense and great offense.
Last night, the Tigers hosted top-ranked undefeated Sioux Falls Lincoln, and really it was two spurts in the game that were the difference. Huron had a four-point lead at the end of the first quarter, then Lincoln outscored Huron 17-5 in the second quarter. Huron rallied after being down by 10 to pull within one a couple of minutes into the third quarter, but then the second run for Lincoln, which was 19-5 mid-third through mid-fourth quarter, pretty much put Huron in catch-up mode, and Lincoln went on to the 10-point win. And Coach talked after the game about that, and he said first thing with when it comes to Lincoln. Basically, you knew it would be a different type of offense, a different type of team to play than what we saw with the Mitchell Colonels on Tuesday.
Well, we knew it was going to be different than Mitchell. We knew that it was going to be up and down. They play a fast-paced game. They tried to press. We tried to press. We knew that we had to keep them out of the middle, and we didn't do a very good job. And, you know, Schaefer owned us, so he got in the middle of the paint, and then we got a help, and then they pitch, and then now we don't rotate quick enough, and they got wide-open looks. Painter comes in off the bench. It goes three for three, I think, the first half. And we said that right in the corners, and we said those are the two things. Number one, keep them out of the middle of the lane. Number two, don't let them hit threes. I think they hit 11, almost half of their points. And we got to stick to that game plan like we did against Mitchell. But, you know, give Lincoln credit. They hit some shots. We didn't. I thought we had enough. We had enough arsenal. We had some wide open looks that we didn't hit. Good shooters hit shots, and we just didn't hit them. And then we missed a couple layups in that 19-5 run in the third quarter. But give our guys a little credit. We battled back. We got it within two, and then they went off on us.
And when you look at some of the individual performances, I think Anderson Porsche, I can't remember if he may not have scored against Mitchell, but he came out, he was playing hard, you know, he ended up leading us in scoring here. He just seemed to be a tough matchup for Lincoln.
Well, if you look at Andy, he really had that look in his eyes like, you know, I'm a player. And he turned it on. He's been, you know, hot and cold, but I think he's got his offensive groove. Finally felt comfortable. I thought he did a fantastic job of attacking the basket and being able to shoot the three.
You know, and with the injury to Davis Chase and then Colt McNeil going out early in the third quarter, you were forced to play some different combinations, but, you know, some guys responded. In particular, Ty Kleinsasser, I want to highlight, sophomore, finished with 16 points and was 5 of 5 on threes. Well, he was a guy I didn't even know was on the radar and to begin the season, and then that first game there before T, he said, yeah, he'll be coming off the bench, and, well, that's just a sophomore kid that's worked hard. He's not a big guy, but you can tell he's strong, and you can tell, like I said, he works hard and he earns everything he gets.
Absolutely, and he's played a ton of minutes this week because he played JV at Mitchell, and then he got in the varsity game, and then he plays JV, and then we asked him to go 20 some minutes. He did a fantastic job. Hit big shots. He's like that though. He can stretch the defense. He's not afraid of the big moments. He does a nice job of taking the ball in the middle of the lane, using his body to bump somebody, and then he's strong enough to finish. Hit two big free throws down here as well. So we got to continue to progress him. You know, you never know. He might be in the starting role on Tuesday night, depending on how many players we bring back.
You know, and then Blake Elwine, he just had his usual night. Maybe not quite as many free throws, but, you know, he just gets so much attention, but yet he controls his body so well. He can do that spin move so well. And, you know, I give DeGroote a little credit from Lincoln. I thought he did a pretty decent job defending him, but yet here still Blake still sits with 17 points.
Yeah, you know what, Blake's a tough guard because he can hit the three. He also can put it down. What I like for him to do is develop that step back where you fake the drive, go through your legs or behind your back, and then knock down the three, just to give that guy something else to think about. Because when he starts his drive, the dude knows he's going. So now what we got to do is fake that drive behind my back or through my legs and work on that step back, which will create a little bit more space for him to get him some more outside shots. But, you know, he took the ball to the hole hard. I thought he got bumped a couple times.
He gets bumped every time.
But I couldn't convince the referees of that. But, you know, like I said, give our kids credit. We battled, and then they just hit shots. They were the better team. I'd like to play them again when we got our full arsenal, though.
Well, and you mentioned the injury to Colt McNeil. Every year we always talk about freak injuries. That was a freak injury.
Yeah, you look at us, we're just on bad luck. We just got some bad luck right now. You know, he was doing a great job on, you know, Schaefer, keeping it out of the paint. Again, we cut it to two, and then all of a sudden he steps on the referee's foot and rolls his ankle. So we're just in a funk right now where we got some bad luck. But like we said, you know, no day, everybody wants an easy day in life. There are no easy days. every day is hard, so you got to do hard well. I thought for the most part we did hard well. We worked hard. We got easy shots. We just missed easy shots. We busted our tail on the defensive end, but they hit shots. And again, we didn't. I thought we had three or four wide open threes that we missed, and then we had a couple layups. Now you put two of those threes and those two layups on the board, that's the 10 points that we need to tie the game.
So now we look ahead, everybody's going to get, and everybody needs a little rest, including the staff and everybody else. And then you got a road doubleheader in Brookings, and really hard to talk about that because you don't know what you're going to put out on the floor right now.
Absolutely. We're more worried about the guys that we have, trying to get healthy, get everybody on the same page, and then see who we have. Whoever we have, we're going to go out and we're going to compete. Desperately need that one to get 6-3. That would stop the bleeding a little bit. We've done a nice job of not losing two games in a row. So we got to continue to build. We got to continue to work hard. Like I said, we've been at it 9 days straight. We haven't had a day off in 9 days. These guys, they've had a heck of a streak. I mean, we played Washington, Harrisburg ranked number four, Mitchell in a dogfight on Tuesday night, emotional game, and then come out, play the number one team, undefeated. I just thought our kids have had a heck of a four-game stretch, and we'll continue to build on this. We're as good as anybody in the state. This stretch has proved it.
Tim Budenhagen, head coach of the Huron Tiger boys basketball team. Tigers now at 5-3 after a 71-61 loss to top-ranked undefeated Sioux Falls Lincoln last night at the arena. More road trips coming up now as it's doubleheaders at Brookings Tuesday and a week from today at Sioux Falls Jefferson in the afternoon for Huron Tiger basketball. Dakota Sports Saturday continues after this timeout. We'll talk with Rob Baruth, head coach, Sanborn Central Woonsocket girls basketball next on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We're back on Dakota Sports Saturday and talking 281 Conference Basketball. Rob Baruth, head coach of the Sanborn Central Woonsocket girls, joins us. Top seed in the 281 tournament. They picked up a first-round win over James Valley Christian on Thursday. Now on Monday, we'll be at the Huron Arena and playing Wessington Springs in a semifinal. And Rob, 7-2, you did have some new pieces to work onto the roster this year, but obviously pleased with a lot of what you've seen so far.
Yeah, the girls are starting to have meshed really well now. We're really starting to get in a good rhythm and flow. Everybody's kind of understanding our roles now on the team, and we can continue to develop those, and everyone's a lot more comfortable. We had a couple of tough games there earlier, and we were just not comfortable with each other quite yet on who was going to do what, and we really defined those a lot better, and the girls are really doing a great job with it.
And you mentioned you had the couple of losses there, and you don't really want to concentrate on those, but I know you told me on Thursday when we visited a little bit, really you just didn't shoot the ball well there.
No, down to Corsica, we shot 18% from the floor for the night. We were 5-for-30 from the three-point line, and we lost on a last-second shot. And that doesn't take anything away from Corsica Stickney. They're a very, very good team. I believe they're 8-1 right now, and their only loss has been to Eason. So they're a really good team and really legit. And of course, we lost to Lyman in the Huron Classic and coming off of Christmas, and we just didn't play our best ball at all. And when you're playing the number three team in Class B, you better be playing some pretty good ball to to get things taken care of. So they were good learning and growing lessons for us and things that we needed to figure some things out, and as coaches and as players that we all needed to figure some things out together, and that's what we're growing and working on.
Let's run down your roster. Just talk about some of the girls. I think you got a good rotation, about 8-9 girls deep, and you know, and the JV sounds like they're doing well. So yeah, you have a nice look of the program right now.
We do. We're very fortunate to have some depth in numbers. You know, there's a lot of schools struggling with numbers for girls, and we've got 19 high school girls. But, you know, our first five is led by our two seniors, Kaylee Robinson and Alexa Gertz. And, you know, they were both All-State basketball players last year, and they come down to Sanborn Central Woonsocket this year, and they're doing a great job. They're good leaders, and they're just very talented and skilled players and add a lot of depth to what we've got. You know, then our starting five also, we have Liz Beauchet, a 6-foot sophomore, or 6-foot junior forward, and very athletic girl. A lot of things she can do athletically on the court. She can play inside, play outside, and really work this summer to develop her overall game and her ball handling. So, you know, she's great to have. And our other two guards are Callie Hofer is a junior and Mackenzie Schley is a senior guard, and they both have done a really good job in the last few games. I've really seen them progress in their confidence on the floor and the things that we're doing and the things that they're able to do. They just playing with a lot more confidence, which is great to see, which improves them defensively too. When you're more confident on the floor, you just do a better job. And coming off the bench, we have Cammie Edwards. She's a junior guard, and she's just a nice, versatile guard. She can play point, she can play shooting guard, she can play the three spot. She's a good scorer, can get to the rim, good passer, good defender. And then Addie Bartholo is a sophomore, 5'10 sophomore. She can play 2-3 different positions for us as well. She can play in the post. She's a big physical girl, does some things in there. But she can also step out and hit a three and hit a jump shot, likes to go to the rim too, and has some good skills and has developed some good skills over the years too, and really does a good job. Then also kind of working her way into the rotation a little bit now has been Lainey Gertz. She's a freshman, and it's Alexa's younger sister, and she's a very skilled and talented young girl, and really athletic and can do some really nice things and is really starting to gain some confidence in the program and kind of understanding what we're doing in the program, because some of these things are new for these girls. It's a new program and how we like to do things, but they're adjusting very, very well. So, you know, and then also we've got three other juniors that play a little bit at times off the bench in Mackenzie Baruth and Tori Hoffman and Addie Baruth. So, you know, they give us some extra depth if we have nights of foul trouble or injuries or maybe shots aren't going or just some things, you know, if you need a little help here and there in a game.
You know, and you just mentioned a pair of Baruths. Those are your daughters. And this is something that just has always fascinated me over the years. When somebody coaches their own kids, if you want, tell me a little bit, how does that go? I know your oldest has already graduated, so, you know, you've been around it quite a bit.
We have, you know, and my son, you know, the girls are part of the triplets, and my son's a junior also, and it's been probably, I'm sure it's been hard on them, because being the coach's kids, you know, sometimes you get the brunt of things. I've tried really hard the last few years to, when we leave the gym, coach left the gym, he was at the gym, so that when we get home, it's just dad, and I think it works a lot better that way, so then when we're home, coach's hat is off and we're at home and it's just dad and the girls and my son and stuff, instead of always constantly talking basketball or shop or whatever the case may be. So I think that's helped a lot more, so they're a little more relaxed and those kind of things, and it's probably a lot better on my part too. So but it's fun anytime you can spend time with your kids and do something that you all love and you can all do it together. To me, it's really awesome, and in the long run, and we'll have lots of great memories that we've enjoyed over the years doing it.
You're talking with Rob Baruth, head girls basketball coach for Sanborn Central Woonsocket. They're the top seed in the 281 tournament semifinal coming up Monday with Wessington Springs. So let's talk 281. And I guess one of the things I'll always like to call this, for the 281 conference, not all conferences have these tournaments anymore. The 281 has always stayed strong. Kind of call it the midseason championship.
It is. It really gives you a good measuring stick. It's everybody gets together and we're playing and we'll see where everybody's at. You're getting a chance to play good quality teams. You're in a tournament style setting, so then you can get some of that tournament feel, because we'll have the playoffs later in the season and have a tournament feel. So everybody's striving for that goal to play on Thursday in the championship. So the level of the play is ramped up, the intensity is ramped up, so everybody's getting after because they all want to play at 6 o'clock on Thursday in a championship. So, and again, it just gives us a chance and a measuring stick to see where we're at because we've all played each other about halfway through the conference schedule, and we got about halfway to go yet too. So, gives you a good feel and an idea where you're at.
You know, and it's Wessington Springs. They are the defending champion on both the girls' and the boys' side. So, and, you know, that's always kind of an interesting dynamic, too, because at least for football season, these girls were all on the same sideline.
Yeah, you know, over the years, they've created some friendships, the two towns. And but yet, when it comes to basketball, it seems like we have a pretty good rivalry going there, pretty intense. You know, we lost to them in the championship last year in overtime, which was an excellent game. I believe we made a jump shot to at the buzzer to tie it, to get it to overtime, and then they ended up winning by, I believe, a couple free throws at the end in overtime. So, you know, it's got some motivation for our girls and our team that we're getting another chance at them in the semifinals on Monday. So we've really got to be focused and ready to go and get back to that.
You know, and as you look at the grand scheme of things, I said the 281, just a good spot. It's always right in about the middle of the season for everybody. You have a chance to see where you're at. But, you know, long range, you know, you got a squad. You got lofty goals this year.
We do. The girls really set some lofty goals this year of where we want to be and where we want to go. And you know, there are things that can be accomplished. But we have to continue with our train of thought and our behaviors of continuing to improve one practice at a time and one game at a time in every game, not take steps back. You know, it's too late in the year to be taking a step back now. We have to come, just like when we get to practice, we have to come prepared, ready to practice and have a good quality practice and focus on what we're doing. And then when we get to the game, we're prepared and we want to continue to move forward and improve on the things that we need to continue to improve on. Because you look at our region right now, the top four teams in our Class B region, which is Region 3B, are either rated or receiving votes. So, you know, we've really got to have our stuff together, and we've got some of them on our schedule. We've got to play coming after the 281 tournament. So, again, we just have to be ready every day at practice and every game. We have to mentally be focused to put forth our best effort.
Rob Baruth, head coach, Sanborn Central Woonsocket Girls. They are in the semifinals, 281 tournament, Monday at the arena, 3:30 start time, on KOKK. Coming up tonight, it's a new event in Huron, MX at the Decks. We'll talk to Tom Glanzer as we wrap things up on Dakota Sports.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Good morning. We're back here on Dakota Sports Saturday. Wrap it up talking MX at the Decks. MX dirt bike racing is being held for the first time ever in Huron. Believe the first time ever in Huron, at least. Today, kind of an all-day event with the main event coming up tonight with the championships. Talking with Tom Glanzer with Northwestern Energy, and he's the man, or his family, I should say, is behind bringing this to Huron. His one son has been an MX competitor really since he was old enough to get on a motorized bike. And Tom, first things first, while Huron's always been known, has a good history for dirt track stock car racing, this is, well, on the same line, it's still something new. And not only new to Huron, it's kind of new to the entire area. And you're just glad to give this a try. The Adenks is obviously a good spot to give it a go. And well, today we'll kind of see. But, boy, before today, you'd have to go a long ways to find it.
Well, regionally, we are in a desert as far as indoor motocross goes. Rapid City has a promotion, and we worked with them right away to make sure our dates were different than theirs. But the next closest place to race dirt bikes indoors in the winter is in Wisconsin. So when you think about the area of people that we can draw from, Lincoln, Nebraska, Omaha, Sioux City, Sioux Falls, all of Minnesota, North Dakota, you know, when you look up there, there's a lot of people that ride dirt bikes in those areas. So all those people, we're kind of centrally located, and it really plays out well for us.
I guess as much of anything, you're just kind of putting the Dex in perspective here. You've had some practice sessions here. We'll talk about that a little later. But you've had practice sessions while sharing with some rodeo events as well. It just shows the Dex is one great big building.
People don't understand how big 150,000 square feet is until they actually go inside of it. We've had people that couldn't understand how they were doing a bull ride in one night and that we were going to host a motocross practice the next night until we actually showed them like a panoramic view of the building. It's so enormous and it's so laid out perfectly for what we do for indoor motocross that it's a showpiece, honestly, for not only our town but also for people that ride dirt bikes and do it inside. It's one of the nicest places in about a 700-mile radius.
And the seeds of this may be planted when you were looking at the burned-up beef complex there back when that happened. You have a history with the fair. Your dad was the manager for a stretch, so you knew we could make something happen out of this.
Yeah, well, my dad was the state fair manager back in the day, and when that old feed and forage building burned down, he told me, hey, something good always comes out of something like this. And when I met Peggy Besh at the burned up expo building, I told her the same thing. We're standing on the exact same ground that my dad told me that, and I told Peggy that. And I really didn't know that it would be what it would be. I just knew something was going to come better out of that loss of the expo building. And quite honestly, when I walked in that building for the first time, you're pretty awestruck at how big it is and how perfectly appointed it is as well as far as amenities. And I got in there, I looked at the ceiling height, and I'm like, yeah, we can raise dirt bikes in here. And so we sat on that for a year, and then last year it kind of became a little bit more of a passion for me. And I don't know if Peggy really knew I was serious when I told her we could race dirt bikes in there, but she's the one that kind of pushed me on it, and we kind of got things going, and here we are.
Well, as we said, MX dirt bikes really not common around here, but you've been involved with it for a while. I think you said your son was like kindergarten. He's adult now, but starting in kindergarten, he got into it. So you've kind of seen what it all has, and you saw, you know, it can work here at the Dex.
Well, my son's been racing dirt bikes since he was 5 years old, and all through high school, if he was the only kid racing dirt bikes in Huron, you know, we were on an island all by ourselves. We had to drive to D. Smith for our practices at Jake Vincent's place, and our home track was 2 hours away in Sioux Falls. There just wasn't a lot of kids racing dirt bikes. There's some dirt bikes around, but the only one racing them was my son. And that's changed a little bit in the last couple years as some people have gotten into it a little bit. But I think this is going to turn this town into a place that kind of understands moto. And we love our dirt track racing. We love going around in circles, but this is so different, and it's such an athletic event. Our guys are averaging like 150 to 160 heart rate while they're doing this. So it's not something you can just jump in and do. It's something that you have to train your whole life to do.
Well, with your involvement here on your own here for so long, obviously you made a lot of connections, and when this idea came up, it sounds like your first call was to a promoter friend out in the Rapid City area to see about it.
Yeah, well, WO Motorsports in Rapid City, we called them right away and said, hey, what are your dates? We're going to try and not hit your dates. There's only one date where we both are on the same weekend, and that's the February date. And it just is what it is. They're going to get their people. We're going to get ours. They're averaging about 500 entries out there. And we kind of think that we're going to pull somewhere in there as well. And the other call that we made was to Peterson Racing Promotions. And Jesse and Dustin Peterson have been friends of mine for a long time. And for 22 years, they've put on racing events in South Dakota. Their current event is over the Thanksgiving weekend, and they have two races, and they pulled 498 entries and 450 entries, and their race season is done now for their indoors, so they're coming to Huron
Again, talking with Tom Glanzer of Huron, he and his family putting on MX at the decks, at the decks at the state fairgrounds. And Tom, I see it's an all-day event. Sounds like you need all day to do it.
Well, as far as dirt bike racing goes, it takes all day to do it because you got to have your qualifying, then you have your last chance qualifying, and then we'll take a little break. And the doors will open up at 5 o'clock for our fan fest. They can walk through the pits. We're going to have vendors in the area. We have a big merch booth. There's going to be food vendors as well. We're going to have SDSU ice cream, and people can just look at the track. There's going to be laser lights. There's going to be music. It's going to be a show. I'm a rodeo guy, and I love rodeo, but honestly, we don't have to wait for the bulls to get out of the arena. We don't have to wait for the guys to get tied down in their rigging and stuff like that. So moto just happens so much more fast, and it'll be like a minute between gate drops, and you'll see the next race going out. So it's going to be an absolute rock show. It will be like nothing the Dex has ever seen. You know, Thomas Rhett rocked out pretty good, but there was no dirt bikes.
And as also part of the show, we're going to see, you're going to see a little bit of everything here. Sounds, you know, going to see the very experienced riders and the little guys, little girls just starting out.
You know, when you watch the pros ride, you're going to see absolute mastery of the sport. You're going to see the fastest lap times. You're going to see guys absolutely flying around. But then when those little 50 air-cooled shift shaft rides go out with their five-year-old kids on top of them, it's the funniest thing you've ever seen, and you absolutely fall in love with the drive that those kids have, that someday they're going to be those pros. And everything in between that, you know, you think about our 65 and 85 kids, that's the elementary age kids that are hitting 60-foot jumps, and they don't even think twice about it. Just incredible athletes out there. And I think for the person that knows moto, they're going to understand what's going on. For the person that doesn't understand moto, and this might be their first race, this is going to be eye-opening and entertaining, and you're going to want to come back.
I guess the thing is, the Dex is being used much of the time. You are committed to keeping, say, for instance, the equestrian competitors happy. How are you getting all this accomplished? Sounds like everybody's working together.
Well, Katie Eslick, who is the manager of the Dex building, is an amazing person to work with, as is the rest of the State Fair crew. And we've just made sure that we make this building available to the people that want to use the north end of the arena while we're in the south end of the arena. And they absolutely have calf roping and barrel racing on a regular basis. And we've kept our stuff kind of out of their way as far as the south end of the arena. We even went so far as to add some money to one of their jackpot ropings a couple nights ago just to let them know that we really do appreciate them.
And, of course, you're getting the word out there as well. Always happy to help you here at the radio station. But also sounds like the word's getting out on social media. You say you're not the expert, but good to see it's out there anyway.
I am not sitting here telling you that I'm a social media expert. But right after the Petersons event over Thanksgiving, we had like 200 followers on Facebook, and we grew to about 2,500 in about 60 days. And we've had over 3.4 million views to our page. And I can't explain why that happens. I can't explain how the algorithm works that we're put into other people's feeds. But there are people absolutely paying attention to here on South Dakota via Facebook and paying attention to MX at the Dex.
And in getting prepped up for this, you've had practice sessions. So basically, you kind of have an idea from the amount of attendance. You've had great attendance, a lot of people coming in just to practice, which tells you that, well, we're probably going to have a big field here starting tonight.
Well, the weekend after Christmas, we had 115 bikes, and then New Year's Day, we had 120-some, and we've had about 200-300 people just hanging around when we're doing this.
Tom Glanzer, his family, spearheading MX at the Dex, a new type of event to try out at the Dex, basically dirt bike racing. There's really not another indoor facility much close to where what we have here in Huron. So getting its debut tonight, and right now they're planning to run one night a month on a Saturday, basically in the middle of the month through April. So there's four MX at the Dex events that are scheduled here. And obviously they feel they can make this a permanent event, making use of the new Dex building out at the state fairgrounds. That'll wrap up Dakota Sports Saturday. Up next, Territorial Rodeo Update, brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.